Redbox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com. Woodhill Community Center. Have a hand in the heart of the city. Support their mission with your donations at woodhillcommunitycenter.org. Toyota on Nicholasville Superstore. Online consultants are standing by right now to help you find your next Toyota. Visit toyotaonnicholasville.com. Lexus of Lexington, home of the best-selling Lexus IS. Find yours today at lexusoflexington.com.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Frank Fryer Podcast. I am the Frank Fryer, a.k.a. Father Nicholas, reaching out to you all from the Bronx here in New York City. And today I want to talk a little bit about stories. And why is that? Well, we have two schools at the parish I'm at here in the Bronx. And, you know, they go to the eighth grade and the eighth graders are getting ready to graduate and go on to high school. So since I've gotten back from my recovery time, there's been a lot of end of the year retreats and different, how do I want to put this? Ending of a chapter, you know, last masses for the eighth graders in relationship to their grade mass. There's ending of class exams and saying goodbye to teachers and all these sort of things. And on their retreats, as I've been talking to them, I remind them that, you know, up until this point in their life, the story that is their lives, it has been written by and impacted by so many people. You know, their parents, their extended family, their friends, their enemies, and foundationally, God. And as they are getting ready to go and start a new chapter of their life in high school, it's going to be much more autobiographical. They're going to be writing much more with their own hand, because as they're maturing and growing up, they're becoming more responsible and more accountable for the choices that they make, for what they do with their lives and what they fail to do with their lives, and etc. And as they are ending one chapter and starting another, there is an overlace. There is an impacting of the two. You know, tomorrow is shaped by yesterday, and yesterday is drawn forward by the hopes of tomorrow. You know, so as they begin this first page of the new chapter of their life, you know, the paper itself is influenced by both of these beautiful things, their tomorrows and their yesterdays. But I reminded them that as different as each one of our stories are, they all begin with the same three words. And what are those three words, my brothers and sisters? I love you. Those three words God spoke to each of us. And the prophet Jeremiah is sort of one of the most beautiful and profound witnesses of this, because we have at the beginning of his book, we hear God speaking to Jeremiah as he's commissioning him to be a prophet. Before I formed you in your mother's womb, I knew you. And then near the end of the prophet Jeremiah's text, we hear about God's desire for Jeremiah and for the people of Israel, which is one of blessing. Of blessing, my brothers and sisters. That's what the ending of our story is about. But the beginning we all have in common. I love you. For God's love brought us into existence. We exist even at this moment. You can listen to this podcast and I can make this podcast because each of us, my brothers and sisters, are currently being loved by God in this moment. So no matter what tomorrow may bring, even though there might be hopeful, but there could be darkness there too, God's love is there waiting for us. As we discern what to do in our present moment and act out in our present moment, God's love is with us. And as we reflect and ponder on our past days, our yesterdays, and etc., God's love is there too. God's love permeates every page. It's the story. It's the, how do I want to put this? It's the pages in which the story of our life are written on. God has put himself forward in such a way that he holds our story in his hands. And he began it himself with those three words, I love you. So as I gave this to the children, I give it to you too, my brothers and sisters, that as you reflect maybe during this June month, you know, this summertime month, what's going on in your life? What are some changes that you need to make? And what things do you need to celebrate? How often do you forget to celebrate the good things in your life, to say thank you and etc.? Remember that under all those things, God's love is present. He never abandons us, my brothers and sisters. He never pushes us to the side. We exist because we are loved. So no matter how different our stories are from each other, each story has the foundation of love at its beginning and the end too. The path may be different, but let us never forget that the ending of love, which is in essence the air that we breathe and heaven itself, the love of God, the Holy Spirit, is for us too. Thank you again, my brothers and sisters, for your time today. Know that I'm praying for you. And may God continue to bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. If you like what I'm doing here, my brothers and sisters, please make sure to check out my website, thefrankfryer.com. There on my website, thefrankfryer.com, you can find links to my YouTube channel. You can find my articles I write for the Catholic Stand, and my blog posts, and a variety of pictures, and etc. Also, through my website, thefrankfryer.com, you can contact me on the contact page, or if you're discerning a vocation to the land of Carmel, you can also contact me through the vocation tab. Thank you very much again for your time today. Know that I'm praying for you.
Redbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
We want to help others, especially in places of strife, such as the Holy Land, where Christianity is dwindling by the day. But how to help? Here's an easy way. Buying products through the Holy Land gift shop. Every product you purchase at myfranciscan.org/shop helps Christians support their families and stay in the Holy Land. Olive wood, embroidery, spices, and many more authentic products from the Holy Land are available right now at myfranciscan.org/shop. The Holy Land Gift Shop, bringing the Holy Land home.
Thank you for listening to Breadbox Media. Find more about us at breadboxmedia.com.